party in Mayapak today. Join me at the new Trusco Bank. I think they're going to cut the ribbon at noon. We're going to have lunch. We're going to have prizes. See you there, 11 to 1.
All right, right now in the studio, as you heard a moment ago, Kimberly Locke, season 2 American Idol. She finished third behind Ruben Studdard and Clay Aiken. And then she went on to sell more records and have more hits on the charts than both of them combined. I'm not lying, right?
It's just the truth.
It's the truth.
I don't.
But you know,
and she's humble.
Eighth World Wonder and
Band of Gold,
and then all the Christmas tunes, and you got a new one that you're going to give us today. Yeah. You're delivering it in person. I love that.
There you go. Thank you. That's because of you, Mike. You're just a super fan.
Well, I am a super fan of yours, and I've often said, in Casey,
he calls you the Queen of Christmas.
Oh, the Queen of Christmas.
Because you have the kind of voice. I mean, I like your standard hits too, like the ones we just mentioned. And there's an album of yours that I play all the time. I play it from start to finish. It's just incredible. But the Christmas tunes especially, you just have the kind of voice that lends itself to a happy holiday, don't you think?
Thank you. You know what? I am a sucker for Christmas, and I love a good classic Christmas song. There's just something about it, which is why I chose the song that I actually have done through this year. So
right. Christmas
I get that. The Christmas waltz, yeah. So I say that to a lot of people, and they're like, I don't think I've ever heard that one. So it'll be interesting, you know, when you hear it for the first time, you're going to be like, do I know that song? I think I know that song, but I'm pretty sure you do.
Kimberly Locke is not prepared for Christmas this year.
Oh, she just rolled me right underneath that bus, didn't she? I'm not. I was just telling Mike, I'm like the sloth on that commercial that's like, slowly moving through Christmas, but it's fine. You know, I mean, I don't have any children. I have a boyfriend who gets gifts all year long, and he actually is taking me on a very special trip this year for my birthday, because guess who's turning 40?
I know, next month.
Oh my gosh. Next month, January 3rd.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, so that's kind of our birthday Christmas celebration all wrapped into one.
Can you tell us where you're going?
Curacao.
Oh,
I guess that's okay to tell everybody where I'm going.
Well, now they're all booking their trips to Curacao.
We're going to Curacao. I've never been, so I have some friends who've gone, and they loved it, so we're going there.
When you do get all your Christmas stuff together, how do you like to spend the holiday?
So I put my tree up last weekend, and I did something for the first time. Went to a Christmas tree farm and picked out my tree and pointed at it, and my guy cut it down for me. It was awesome. Like,
that's the ultimate.
I mean, he was like, I don't know how happy he was because it was snowing last Saturday, but it was beautiful. It was so magical. So I do get caught up.
To watch him.
It was so fun to watch him. I had snow in my hair, and our friends brought their dog, and the dogs were running around, and we had hot cocoa, and it was just like a perfect Christmas scenario. So I love to get up in the morning and, you know, do breakfast and, you know, kind of take your time with the gifts and, you know, make an event out of it. Why not?
Yeah.
You know?
Nice.
Why not?
Bring everybody up to date. I know you have so many irons in the fire, but give us some of the highlights of what you're doing since American Idol. You were on national TV for all those years.
I know. So it's so funny, like, you know, just looking back on all of the stuff, it's kind of daunting, but it goes by so fast. You know, I think, you know, when you're in your 20s, everybody's like, life is going to, you know, it's going to speed up. It's going to go by fast, relish in every moment. And before you know it, hey, you're 39, about to be 40, which is still really young. So I've done a lot of stuff. You know, I think recently, because, you know, I've settled really into the area and I love living up here, and I teach students privately, and a lot of my students are really serious about their music careers. So that makes me really happy to be able to work on their projects with them and coach them and give them pointers, because a lot of them go on to audition for all of these shows because there's so many shows out there now.
Right.
So I take a lot of joy in doing that work. I'm writing in the studio. I'm always going to be working on music. Of course, I'm recording music too. I've taken some of the things along the way with American Idol, like my whole weight loss journey, and I've turned it into a life coaching a business, and it's been really fun. And, you know, I think for me, the most important thing is that you help people, you know, you service. Do something that helps people along the way. And it makes it, it just, it's good for everybody. I tell my clients all the time, I know that I'm here to help you, but just don't ever forget that it is reciprocal. I am learning from you every time that, you know, we work together. And I love to watch people really change their lives and just do better, you know. And every, and when you do that, people feel good. That's you know, even it. With my students, I'm coaching my students, and I they literally grow up in right in front of my eyes, whether it's vocally or, you know, they just start to mature and they start to understand like what their gift is and what it means to be a singer, and that they are storytellers. And they just kind of watching them just mold into these new people, it's very fulfilling.
Yeah, we're talking with Kimberly Locke, American Idol Season 2, and now living in Connecticut, close near the WHUV studios, and she's here with us live.
Okay, life coach, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Uh-oh.
A piece of advice for people who may want to audition for a singing show, and a piece of advice for people who are on a weight loss journey.
Ooh, okay. So I think one of the biggest things that can go both ways, just in general, to cover both of those, first off, I'll say we are our own worst critics. Okay. And so one of my one-liners that I give my clients all the time is that what you focus on grows. So women, when you stand in the mirror and you look at your body, you're like, oh my gosh, I hate my belly. Oh my gosh, I hate my thighs. Oh my gosh. And you know, the list goes on and on and on. So at some point you have to stop saying that, and you have to say, okay, what do I love about my body? Right? Because, you know, sure, there are things I don't like about my body. Like, I'm not going to lie about it, but I try not to focus on that. I say, what do I love about my body? And that list, I've got that list too. I just don't focus on that list as much as I do the other list. So I say the same things to my students. Focus on what's good about your voice. And when you go into these auditions, you need to make sure that you have a song that shines a spotlight on those aspects about your voice that you feel good about. Because if you walk into that audition and you're singing a song that doesn't shine or highlight the good qualities about your voice, then you set yourself up for failure. Right. You can't even walk into the room and be confident. And that's really what it's about. And I think a lot of my parents understand. I sometimes think I talk to my parents more than I talk to my kids that I coach, because I tell my parent, I always say my parents, what I'm saying is my students' parents. I just tell them that, you know, confidence is really the key. I have kids and, you know, their vocal skills are not quite there yet, but their voices are constantly changing, you know. So I tell them, you know, let them become a little more confident and a little more confident, and let them do it in their own timing. And again, that's a piece of advice that goes both ways. Like, we want to lose weight right now. I mean, who are we kidding? We wanted to lose weight yesterday. Right. And we are so impatient with ourselves. So you have to let that naturally unfold. Get to know yourself. I think that is the answer to a lot of world issues. People don't know who they are.
Get to know yourself.
Yeah.
And then love that person.
Yes, exactly. Self-love is, I stand on the mountaintop and preach it all day, every day.
I think I'm listening to a next segment.
Shine on.
Shine on KCR Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. My next guest.
We have to play the song.
Yay.
So Christmas Waltz, what went into recording this, and let you introduce it.
So I'm really happy to do this because I have all local musicians. So this project was 100% local. I shot the video in Brewster at Ice Pond Barn, which was beautiful. My friend, who's an interior decorator, he decorated it. And I have to send a shout out to my band, who are all local. Dan Rabinaw, who played the drums, Melissa Jones, George, oh gosh, I have to pronounce his name, Krasowski. George is going to kill me.
That's confident.
But George is over at the Music Cottage in Brewster, and Kim Papa played the guitar. And we did it in the studio right down the street here in Patterson, my friend JC, who owns a beautiful studio. And it was so local. And then I used, you know, the studio, Arthur Murray Dance Studio, taught me how to dance, and we did the waltz, and the video was great, and Black Rock Ballroom Couture gave us dresses, like, all local. And that's what I really love about all of this. It was such a team effort for all of us to come together and do this creative project from beginning to end. And this is the Christmas Waltz.
Well, there you go, with Mike and Casey on 100.7 WHUD, Kimberly Locke and friends.